Hello, Robert Morrison. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacobbe.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen.
Woo, yeah! All
right, this blew out my eardrums there for a second, but we're all good.
It's okay. I'm not stunning, but I'm not doing it right.
Yeah. All right.
So what's new, Ryan? You've been 20 for a week. How does it feel?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I spent last weekend just letting it sink in into my head that I'm now 20.
Yeah, because, you know, no more teenage years, no more foolishness.
Yeah, I will miss the days of foolishness.
What foolishness did you ever get into?
This goofy antics, this stupid stuff that we do just around here in general. Just all we're screwing around, but anyways.
Man, very specific. I gotta say, wonderful recap of your teenage years. Jeez. Anyway, so you've been 20 for a week now. I'm wondering, it's a new chapter of your life. You ready to make a big change?
What kind of changes are we talking here?
All right, so look, we've been talking like Pittsburgh news. This is kind of cool news. It's been happening. It's all February. It's a February special from Blink Ink Tattoo. Michael and Paige, they're doing a buy one, get one tattoo up to $100. So, you know, if you buy one of $100, you get one of either equal or lesser value for someone special, a good friend, a family member, your favorite stalker, or someone you don't even know. And no, they won't tattoo you twice. But appointments required must be made in person. So, Ryan, you going to get tatted, bro?
Probably never, because I'm not really a big fan of tattoos.
All right, that's fair. You stage your life, I figured maybe you get a sweet tat. You know, I feel like you'd have a pretty good tramp stamp.
Yeah, if I did, I'd probably put one of them on my shoulders.
Shoulders? Yeah, what would you get on shoulders? Just let's be like, you know, hypothetically.
All right, if I was to get a tattoo, all right, I would probably get some form, maybe a snake or something.
Snook? You like snooks?
Yes. Yeah, I'll get a snake, get it tattooed on my shoulder. Not for real, though, because I'm not a big fan of tattoos, but...
I'm liking your style. Would you get a all right, let's just say that you're a real tough guy, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying. So you have the snake, come up out of your neck and, bite your ear. That'd be pretty sick, bro.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. And,
you should become, a hermit and get some sweet, snake tattoos all over.
Yeah, but that'd probably be a little bit uncomfortable, but...
Ah, whatever. But anyway, so if you want to go get that February, it's all February. It is 16 East Main Street, Carnegie, Pennsylvania. Blink Ink Tattoo. Look them up on Facebook. It's a cool little Valentine's Day type deal. Don't do it on Valentine's Day though, because there's gonna be a lot of people doing it on Valentine's Day. They'll have the same exact idea. So don't do that. But it's still a fun thing. You know, if you want to get tats, you always want to get tatted with your friend. You know, there you go. It's $100. That's a lot of money in tattoo. Hopefully, I don't know. But anyway, so this week is sponsored by Cool 80s Jackets. Ryan, tell me what you know about Cool 80s Jackets.
They definitely have the cool design, the rainbow colored, I don't know what the correct word is.
Patches?
Yeah, the t-shirts.
Oh, tie-dye.
Yeah, tie-dye shirts.
That's more like 60s.
Oh, yeah.
The 80s, I don't know. You were close. Rainbow, right? Rainbow patches. There's just every patch of your jacket is a different color. It's a fantastic jacket. You should go buy yourself one. That might be the new, new thing for whenever you're 20. Just have a swag jacket from the 80s.
Yeah, Charles, you and I should have gone down to the strip district last week and get Cool 80s jackets.
Cool 80s jackets? Why the strip district specifically?
Because that's a good place to start, and considering the fact that there's a bunch of stuff to do there.
All right, that's fair. A bunch of stuff to do. It's a good place to start. I like where you're thinking. But a good place to start, Ryan. Give us the first story.
All right. There is a log home and timber frame show coming up.
Oh my god, what is that? So they're showing, let me just say, yes. So, showing log homes and a bunch of different timber.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah? Okay, why are people going back to log homes? Does it make sense? We have concrete for a reason, people.
If you plan on making a log cabin out in the woods somewhere, it'd be a good place to get some ideas from.
Okay, that's fair. So, do you plan on living out in a log cabin in the woods?
Probably not for, maybe for, a week or so, if I was, out there, if I was going out camping or something.
Okay, alright, so you go out for a week in a log cabin. You want to live in a log cabin?
Yeah, I live in a log cabin.
That's right. Alright, continue. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, it's fine. It's going to feature over 20 national area log homes and timber frame manufacturers and builders, plus free seminars and face-to-face opportunities to learn from experts all under the one roof.
Is the roof wooden?
I honestly God don't know.
I sure hope so. It's a log home and timber show.
Yeah.
God. Sorry, we're working on my phones.
All right. It's this Friday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Unfortunately, the admission is not free. It's $12 a person per person at the door.
The wooden door.
Yeah. And $10 per person online with a with a discounted coupon.
Yeah, coupons. Get those discounts. Children 18 and under are free, though. So, you know, if you're 17 and you want to learn how to build some log homes, get out there before you turn 18. Or, you know, 2 years before Ryan. I mean, 2 years ago, Ryan could go, but he can't anymore because, you know, he's an old man.
Yeah.
You know, it's valid all 3 days for the submission. So you pay once and you can get in there every single day. So it's really not that bad. I mean, 12 divided by 3 is like, what, $4?
Yeah.
So it's $4 a day. Then you can see the full list of exhibitors and categories, which we'll present at the PA show. They encourage you to visit the website, www.loghomeshows.com. And while you're there, be sure to take advantage of their online show ticket discount and print the coupon on site. So that way you spend even less. Because who doesn't love saving money?
Yeah, saving's the greatest thing ever to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
Everybody loves to save. You know, save money, save food, save your life.
Yeah.
And save your youth. Which Ryan won't be able to do. So yeah, what are you hoping to learn if we go to this whole log home and timber frame show? What do you want to learn from?
I'd really rather go to like this to see like what kind of things they build.
Mm-hmm.
And
mostly homes. That's a log home. Well, I guess timber frame. So timber framing. Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just try to see the look of them,
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Which kind of wood?
Probably tree bark.
Tree bark? Dude, every tree has bark. What's your favorite? Mahogany, cherry, birch.
All right, ashwood, man.
Ash? All right, that's fair. I mean, I'm a big fan of cherry wood, you know, because it has a nice, like, red hue, and, like, when you split into it, you can smell the cherry going out of it. Oh, my God.
I
love cherries.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite pitted fruit?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah? You know, are you a big fan of plums?
No.
No, you don't like plums?
Nah.
Why not? I'm just curious.
I'm just not really into them.
Like, all right, fine. That's a good a reason as any, quite honestly. You know, for all you people out there always, like, push and pry. If they just don't like them, they just don't like them. So, yeah, all right, so cherry wood, ash wood. What's your favorite, like, wooden sculpture? Or not, like, what's your favorite wooden sculpture? What would you carve out of wood?
Let's see. If I was to carve something out of wood, I'd probably carve me riding on a horse in a knight in armor.
That is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
Would you carve regular or like with a chainsaw?
I'd have to test either or to see what's better. But
yeah. What were you gonna say about before I interrupt? All
right.
What? No. What were you? No. Before I asked, if you were chiseling it or a chainsaw. What were you gonna say before I asked that?
Because
you're gonna look really good with that riding on a horse. Now, are you gonna be shirtless?
Yeah, I go shirtless.
Oh my God, dude, you're really making the ladies cool.
and put, let's get a statue and put it out in the middle of Robert Morris.
In the middle of Robert Morris, how are we going to get that? Okay, you know what, I don't even care how we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. You're going to carve it, we're going to helicopter it in, we're going to drop it in a Nicholson lawn, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
Either that or we'll put it by the gazebo.
Okay, by the gazebo. Inside the gazebo, there's not a lot of space.
Oh, I mean, like just like near that little fire pit.
Okay, near the fire pit? Oh, I don't know, man. It's wooden. They might want to burn it. The art might be too much for them.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Where would be a good place to put the statue?
I don't know.
Do you have golf courts?
I mean, there's hills there.
What about this? Joe Walton Stadium.
Yeah, just put it, like...
In, like, one of the end zones? Not in one of the end zones, but, like, near one of the end zones?
Yeah.
We're gonna get you a shirtless knight riding a horse. We're gonna put it in one of the end zones in Joe Walton. I think we can get that passed in the budget.
Yeah, that'd be like fantastic.
I agree. That'd be very fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, what's the next topic?
All right.
Unless you're gonna say something, because I heard.
All right, you should get like a statue of me and a statue of you.
Oh, I mean, geez, you flatter. You're gonna be all red in the face. That's why we're gonna have to use the cherry wood.
Yep. One end zone has me, the other end zone has you.
No, that's fine. I prefer not to ride a horse, though.
It's not that bad.
What? No, I mean, I've ridden a horse, so it's not that bad, but, like, can I go, like, with, like, a llama? I feel like more of a llama kind of guy.
Sure. We'll carve a statue of you riding a llama.
I love it. All right, I'm down. Like I said, we can definitely get this in the budget. Yeah. Like a really good pitch.
All right, moving on to the next topic.
All right, yeah, next topic.
A lot of you will be interested in this. The Mystic Psychic Fair.
What do you think is at the Mystic Psychic Fair? Before you read anything.
Hypnotist?
Okay. Would you ever be hypnotized?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Why do you want to hypnotize? I'm just curious.
Just to make me look stupid.
Okay, that's fair. So you want to be like hypnotized instead of like making you look like a chicken?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. All right, that's a really cool hypnosis. Yeah. What else? Other hypnosis.
Mind readers.
What do you want to like? Okay, so mind readers. You want them just to be able to like read what you're thinking, or you want to be like a psychic, or like tell you the future.
Yeah, psychic. Psychic. Oh, I want them to read my future. Like, what does my future hold for me?
All right, that's fair. All right, I like that. All right. I'm gonna tell you great things is what's in your future. That's it. You know, especially the statue.
Yeah.
What else? So hypnosis, psychics, anything else?
What are just paranormal readers?
Paranormal readers?
Like determine like one that tries someone's like a ghost or something, like with a magic crystal ball.
Oh, that's a medium.
Yeah, the medium.
Okay, so you want to talk? Who would you want to talk to that's dead? Like that has a ghost.
Oh, I don't know any names off the top of my head, but I would definitely love to name or go communicate with a dead pirate.
Dead pirate? Just any random dead pirate?
Yeah.
What if he was like the worst pirate ever though? Like he just died of scurvy in the middle of the ocean. That'd be a really poopy conversation.
Yeah, I would send him back to once he came and summon another pirate.
Man, you got a lot of faith in these mediums. You think they can just send back ghosts and be like, I'm sorry, we gotta put you on hold. We're gonna bring in another guy. It's like an interview process. You get one ghost, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, I don't have experience with mediums, so. You?
Not really.
Sorry, but, you know, see, the correct answer to that question, though, was Abe Lincoln. That's who you want to talk to.
Yeah, we'll just summon Abraham Lincoln from the dead, and we'll bring him here onto the radio show.
I don't see why not. He's an eloquent speaker, and he's a fantastic dude. I mean, like, who here doesn't like Abe Lincoln? Raise your hand. Nobody. See, nobody here has raised their hand. If you're wondering, no, there's nobody other than me and Ryan here.
Yep. Just have him with that beard and that top hat.
Yep, dude, it'd be dope. Anyway, so, Mystic Psychic Fair, it's Sunday, February 11th of 2018, of course. Door admission is only $5, that's pretty good. There are readings, there's massages, I guess mystic massages, hypnosis, accessing bars? What is accessing bars? What?
I have no clue.
Okay, cool. Accessing bars, whatever those are, we're probably just really dumb and don't know Mystic Psychic Fairs. But it's $30 for 15 minutes, and then a Reiki is $20 for 15 minutes. What is a Reiki?
I honestly got no, don't know.
All right, you read the rest of this article, and we'll go look what a Reiki is.
All right. Come experience an afternoon with some great massages, healing, and energy. There will be vendors to shop for a unique Valentine's presents. So if you need a Valentine, I am available.
Wow, that was really seductive. I'm not gonna lie. I was almost gonna hop on it.
Alright, well for more information call Deborah Ann at 724-348-8063 or 412-927-9679. And also when you come through the door, let us know where you heard about us to be entered in so you can be involved in some drawings that afternoon.
Oh boy, who doesn't love a good old fashioned raffle? Going back to Reiki, it's a healing technique based on the principle that therapists can channel energy into the patient by means of touch to activate the natural healing process of the patient's body and restore physical and emotional well-being.
Yep, and
it's a Japanese form of medicine made in 1922 by the Buddhist Makao Yusia. I don't know. I probably butchered that to high heavens, but it sounds like a pretty cool technique. So very much meditation, but like they meditate for you.
Yeah, and also, this is going to be taking place at the Skyview Fire Hall number 4. It's 660 Noble Drive in West Mifflin, PA. So,
where are you seeing all of this? Oh, you actually Googled it. Okay. Oh, wait, did you leave a link in there? I didn't click the link. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I left the link on there.
Sweet. Also, that is courtesy of Pittsburgh Post Gazette, so thanks, Post Gazette.
Yeah.
I always feel like we got to give our sources. It's not like we actually do research on this show. Speaking of not doing research, let's talk about Midwinter Hughes Art Show, Monday, February 12th. The opening reception features live music, refreshments, and award ceremonies for all those good, fat, old-fashioned art pieces that are at the Midwinter Hughes Art Show. It features 116 pieces in various media by 53 local artists, and it's always fun and always free. Again, who doesn't love free?
Nope. Everybody loves free.
Exactly. I lost my place. The show runs through March 2nd. So.
Yep, and that...
You looking into good art shows?
Yeah, depending on who's there, I'd probably go see some art.
Yeah, what we should do? We should enter in those statues.
Oh!
I'd probably take first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we need to learn how to wood carve.
Yeah, and this is taking place at the North Hills Art Center. It's 3432 Backhawk Boulevard in Pittsburgh, and that is actually, I believe, near UPMC Passamit Hospital.
Wow, why do you know that?
Because I used to live in Hampton Township, and Backhawk Boulevard is in North Park.
All right, man, we got our local expert here, Ryan Giacobbe. Jeez, man, you should do news. Why are you here? You know way too much. I have no clue where that was at. That's cool. So I guess after you go here, if the art really just makes you faint, you got UPMC right there.
Yeah. Head towards North Park and search around till you find the place if you don't have a GPS.
Yeah, everybody in Collinsburg doesn't have a GPS anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you faint from all the beautiful art, UPMC's right there to lend a helping hand.
Yep.
UPMC sponsors.
Yep.
Can I? Do you know if I can say that? I don't know if I can or not.
I mean, the UPMC sponsors the event center that's currently in progress, so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm just curious. So every, like, big name I throw out there, I'm like, sponsor us. And I mean, maybe one day it'll work. Who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of one day, Tuesday, February 13th, the annual Northside Mardi Gras celebration. It will feature over 30-plus restaurants, pubs, and businesses offering live entertainment in New Orleans. And other pre-Lenten inspired food and drink specials during Pittsburgh's only neighborhood-wide Mardi Gras celebration. That was a mouthful of a run-on sentence. However, you go to Mardi Gras?
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah? What are you going to do Mardi Gras?
Oh, I don't know. Go dancing.
Get some good food. Get some good food. All right. But you like Cajun food? Cajun food, God.
Yeah, I like Cajun food.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
I don't know any dishes off the top of my head, but I do like...
got this.
Cajun pasta dishes.
Cajun pasta, man. You eat your Italian heritage.
Heck yeah, man.
I agree though. I'm a big fan of I just made fun of you for not knowing any dishes. I too do not know any traditional Cajun dishes. I just had one on the top of my head too. I completely forgot. Well, what is it? That's the one. It's a jump gumbo. Gumbo.
Yeah, gumbo.
That was fantastic, dude. If I could get some gold, have you ever had crocodile?
Oh, I never had crocodile, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's so amazing. I forget that I can't yell right into the microphone. I'm so sorry. Especially through the ears.
Yeah.
Oh my God, crocodile is just fantastic. You really get some like jerky of the crocodile variety.
Yeah.
Or not get some jerky. Get some crocodile in your gumbo.
Yeah, gumbo. And what's better than a good crocodile?
I don't know. What is better than a good crocodile? Maybe an alligator?
Maybe. I mean, feel like they're cousins or brothers.
Cousins or brothers, I feel like they're more like cousins.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they're almost the same, but they're not exactly the same. One can breathe salt water. Well, not breathe. One can live in salt water, one can live in fresh water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be throwing some beans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the stud I know. But the two-week-long celebration culminates in a traditional Fat Tuesday party at Fat Tuesday, of course, at the Allegheny Elks with music by local Pittsburgh musical All-Stars. Okay, is that the group? Is music by local Pittsburgh musical All-Stars? Is All-Stars?
I think they just mentioned that, like, in general.
Pittsburgh musical All-Stars.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it now. So, like, Joe Lesson Blues Attack and stuff, and, like, maybe the Clarks.
Yeah.
Okay. The crowning of each New Year's Mardi Gras King takes place during the Fat Tuesday party. So it's February 1st through February 13th. Please visit their website, pittsburghnorthside.com/visit-northside/northside-annual-events/Mardi Gras. You know, I just want to be a real jerk and go through that whole, like, URL. It was not necessary whatsoever, but it was definitely worth it. So, Mardi Gras, I cannot wait because, you know what that means? It means fish fries coming up. You like fish fries?
Who yeah.
Does, like, fish fries are just amazing.
Yeah, I would definitely love my fish, man.
Love your fish? Dude, I love my fish, too. But speaking of fish and fish fry, I see it now. The Incline, which is a Pittsburgh, some sort of publication, elevating news in Pittsburgh. They have a fish fry bracket, like the sweets, like the NCAA bracket. So they have a bracket where, like, the ultimate fish fry in Pittsburgh, and it's sponsored by, or in partnership with WTAE, which is ABC. And there's four different categories. There's the fire halls and social clubs. So do you know any fire hall or social club that has a really good fish sandwich?
I had no clue, to be honest.
Okay, what about a church?
Yeah, church.
Which church?
Probably St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, up in Mount Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a really good fish fry. But there's churches west, churches east, and there's eateries. And overall, I believe there's I don't know, like 64 different ones. And as you go through, you got to, you know, pick your best fish fry. So what makes the perfect fish sandwich for you?
Obviously the sandwich or the fish, the fried fish itself in the bun. But
of course. What kind of bun? Like, are you like a hoagie or a Kaiser?
Kaiser.
All right, I like that too. It's a little flakier.
Yeah. Let's see. If I was to put what would I put on my perfect fish sandwich?
Yeah. So you got your fish perfectly breaded, amazing golden brown. You got your bun perfectly not sautéed, crisped with a little butter on it.
Yep.
What else do you put on there?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. All right. Good with fish. Yeah. It's a lot of people do that.
Yep. Put some cheese on there.
Cheese. What kind of cheese?
Probably cheddar or American.
Which is your favorite? You like yellow cheese? I'm a cheddar guy.
In this case, probably American.
American. All right. That's fair. American cheese. That's always a good old classic.
Yep. Put some red onions on there.
Red onions. All right. Just like raw red onions?
Yeah, raw.
Okay. That's fine. You like it raw. Got it.
Yeah. Yep. If it's red or regular onions, I honestly don't care. I love my onions either way.
All right, cool. You like your onions. It's good. Healthy for the heart.
Yep.
Anything else? Or just onions, ketchup, and cheese?
I want to put something else on there.
You can have tomatoes?
Not really.
I never understood that. People hate tomatoes, but like they like ketchup. Ketchup is tomato, whatever. I mean, like, I get it. There's more than ketchup than just tomatoes, but damn. Anyway, so like maybe look for something like lettuce.
Yeah, put some lettuce on there.
Yeah. Just make sure the onions aren't too strong.
Yeah.
I mean, red onions, they got a kick. They got a bite to them.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not a fan of like, what is it? It's like the mayo. It's whatever. Fish sauce? Not fish sauce. God, what is it?
Tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce.
Oh, I put tartar sauce on there.
Oh, that's my man right there. Ooh, tartar sauce is a must on a fish sandwich. Now, for your sides, though, what do you got for your sides?
Mac and cheese, because fish and chips.
Of course. Wait, how? That doesn't make sense at all, though. Wait, fish and chips, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is not chips.
Well, I don't know, man. Every time I hear someone get fish and chips, it always ends up being macaroni.
Fish and chips is fried fish and then fries.
Well, I don't know, man.
Whoever is buying this fish and chips is just foolish.
I don't know, man.
They are getting ripped off by the title. Anyway, all right, so mac and cheese. I agree with that. Mac and cheese is 100% has to be a side.
Yep. Chips, fries. There's actually a place nearby in Imperial, near my grandmother's house, that actually has them. I forget what it's called.
Okay, but what is it? Like, are you, like, that just has, like, these fish fries, or, like,
yeah,
a specific side that you like?
They just have fish fries.
Okay, all right, that's cool. All right, now you have your perfect fish sandwich, you got your fries, you got your mac and cheese. What's your dessert?
Chocolate cake, man.
Chocolate cake? Like triple chocolate cake or like one chocolate cake? Like, what are we talking? What kind of chocolate cake?
Triple, double chocolate.
Triple, double chocolate. So it's three, that's nine, that's 18 layers of chocolate.
Yeah, that.
How do you have that much chocolate?
I don't know.
We gotta work through 18 layers of chocolate now. All right, so I mean, like, let's say there's like, just to make it easy, six different kinds of chocolate in the icing. All right. And so that's already six layers. And let's say in the batter, there's dark chocolate, medium chocolate, white chocolate.
Dope.
So that's 10 layers of chocolate. We still need eight more layers of chocolate.
White chocolate, which probably doesn't fit in this case, but
no, white chocolate I think would fit. Would add like that.
Put that in the frosting.
In the frosting. All right, cool. So white chocolate in the frosting. Maybe like there's probably different kinds of white chocolate, right?
Yeah.
All right. So like let's say there's like four different kinds of white chocolate. That brings us up to 14. So that's all in the frosting.
There's also the standard milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate, get a drizzle of milk chocolate on there. All right, I like that. Or, ooh, is there caramel? There's salted caramel chocolate.
Yeah.
That's all right, we're up to 16. Get another drizzle of that.
All right, we need two more.
Just get a piece of Hershey's get a Hershey's Kiss on top of it, because, you know, who doesn't love a Hershey's Kiss?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, yeah, besides it's around Valentine's Day, get some chocolate for your loves. And then we need one more layer of chocolate.
Oh, man, the hardest question. Here, the last layer of chocolate. There's such thing as double dark chocolate?
That could be like a 90% cocoa kind of chocolate.
Yeah, cocoa.
No, wait, just cocoa dusting.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, we got our 18 layers.
Wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I'm not going to lie. I thought making 18 layers of chocolate was just going to be a really ridiculous task.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's a perfect fish fry. Just go vote on Incline. Dang it, I already exited out of the thing. But go vote. It's Incline News, I believe. If your favorite fish fry, see who can get to number one. I don't know if there's any reward for whoever gets to number one, but it's going to be worth it to see who does get to number one.
Yeah. All right. Now, we have to touch on sports just a tad bit.
Oh, we have to?
No, we don't have to, but just a quick question. Are you going to fill out a March NCAA March Madness bracket?
You know, I never do. I don't really care too much about basketball. I don't know who, is in it usually, but I'm just going to pick a winner. That's all I'm going to do.
All right. Yeah, I don't usually fill out the brackets, but I'm saying this year I will.
Okay. Why this year? I'm just curious.
Just take a risk.
Just take a risk. Take a whisk.
Risk.
Yeah, sorry. That was my bad. I was just making fun of myself. All right, just take a risk. Who do you then? I mean, I'm not gonna ask you for each portion of it. Who do you think is gonna win it all?
Probably Pitt.
Pitt, really?
Well, either Pitt or Syracuse. Syracuse is my hometown. Yeah, Pittsburgh. I live in Pittsburgh, so.
So you gotta root for the home guys.
Yeah.
I see that. That's pretty good. I'm trying to think who it is. Gosh darn it. It's not Oklahoma for basketball. Who has that guy? Dang it. What's his name? I don't want Duke to win. That's number one. Oh, no, it is Oklahoma. Trey Young. All right, I'm going with Oklahoma taking it all. All
right.
Because this man hits threes from the logos.
Yeah.
That is way further than NBA three. It's pretty intense. So I'm going with Oklahoma. I can't see Pitt doing it. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I feel like they're on. Never mind. I was going to really poop on Robert Morris basketball. They're not terrible, though.
All right.
Pitch is in a much harder division.
Yep. All right. Well, we actually have to wrap up here. So.
But why, Ryan? I want to stay.
I know. It's sad. But unfortunately, our time is unfortunately wrapping up for today. So we will be back on the air next week, and we will talk to you guys then.
We also just want to remind you, the sponsor of this episode is Sweet 80s Jackets. Go pick one up somewhere. I don't know where, but go back to the future. Back to the 80s. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Time machine. Go get a Sweet 80s Jacket.
Yep.
That's all we're saying.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. All right.
See
Bye. Bye.